Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
U.S. Marshals arrest a man in West Philadelphia this morning wanted in connection with a mass shooting at a block party last year that killed three and wounded six. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the details.
Authorities say the capture of 32-year-old Amir Jones was the culmination of a year-long investigation following a deadly mass shooting at a block party in West Philadelphia.
Initially, we had tried to have family members surrender Amir Jones, but that failed.
Supervisory Deputy Robert Clark with the U.S. Marshals says they were initially told on multiple occasions that Jones was getting an attorney and turning himself in, but deadlines passed.
It was just a grind for a year, day in and day out. We were following leads, conducting our own investigations. We had offered a reward for him.
Clark says it was only over the last couple weeks that marshals had zeroed in on an apartment on Kershaw Street near Lancaster Avenue in West Philadelphia, where they believed Jones was staying. They got a search warrant approved the night before. When they breached the door in the morning, authorities say Jones initially didn't comply, but after 30 minutes, he came downstairs and turned himself in without incident. The apartment where he was found is just a five-minute drive from the block of Alden Street near Carroll Park, where officials say Jones was one of the men to open fire at a block party last year in the early hours of July 21st, killing three and wounding six.
When these senseless acts of violence occur, there is an elite investigative group out there working to bring these people to justice.
I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.